American Language Course, Situation Tape 11. Look at the pictures for Situation 11.
I've enjoyed this train trip. We've met some interesting people. The train will be arriving in San Antonio in a few minutes. We can get our suitcases and get ready to leave the train. Look at picture one. What does the sign say? Welcome to San Antonio, population 685,000. Right. This means that 685,000 people live in San Antonio. What is the population of San Antonio? We're almost at the train station. We'll get off in San Antonio and then drive to the ranch. It's in Claytown, Texas. Ask me how far it is to the ranch. How far is it to the ranch? Well, it's 48 miles. Claytown is 48 miles from San Antonio. Oh, the train is stopping. We can get off now. My Uncle Bill will meet us here at the station. Do you think Uncle Bill is a relative or a neighbor of mine? He's a relative. He's my father's brother. Let's go. Hey, there's Uncle Bill. Come on, I'll introduce you. Hello, Uncle Bill. How are you?
Hello, Joe. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Uncle Bill, I want you to meet a new friend of mine.
Hello, and what is your name?
Did you tell him your name?
I'm glad to meet you. You're not from the United States, are you? Where are you from? Is that so? I've always wanted to meet someone from there. Let's get into the car. Come on. Joe, you certainly look healthy. Your trip seemed to do you a lot of good.
Yes, it did. Uncle Bill used some new words. Maybe you don't know the word certainly. Say certainly. Certainly. Certainly means sure. You certainly look healthy means the same as you sure look healthy. What is another way to say, I sure look healthy? You certainly look healthy. Right. Say that again. You certainly look healthy. Right. You certainly look healthy. Uncle Bill used another new word, seem. He said, your trip seemed to do you a lot of good. Say, seem. Seem. If you say, you seem healthy, it means that you look healthy. What do I mean if I say, you seem happy? You look happy. Good. I am happy because I have been resting on my trip. I have had many duties on the ranch, and this keeps me busy, so that I cannot rest. My job is my duty. Is my job or my health my duty? My job is my duty. A duty is the work or job you must do. On the ranch, it's my duty to give water to the animals. Your duty, while you are in this country, is to study English. What is your duty now? To study English. You have a job in your country. It is your duty. What is your duty in your country? Sometimes I have many duties. My work is also my responsibility. My work is my duty and my responsibility. My duty is to give water to our animals. It is also my responsibility. If I do not give the animals water, they will die. It is my duty and my responsibility. Your duty is to study English. What is your responsibility? Your responsibility is to study English. A pilot flies an airplane, so what is his duty? His duty is to fly an airplane. And what is his responsibility? His responsibility is to fly the airplane in a safe way. A pilot is responsible for the airplane and the people inside the airplane. Is the pilot responsible or not responsible for the people on the airplane? He's responsible. When you drive a car, you are responsible for the people in the car.
I won't be able to drive you to the ranch, Joe. I have to go downtown. But your father has the Jeep at the garage to be serviced. If you will get it from the garage, you can drive it home.
Okay, Uncle Bill. He used some new words. If I am able to do something, it means I can do it. If I'm able to drive a car, I can drive a car. If you're able to speak English, does this mean you can speak English or don't speak English? You can speak English. Uncle Bill won't be able to drive us to the ranch. Does this mean he can or cannot drive us to the ranch? He can't drive us. He isn't able to. Are you able to understand what I say? I hope you can understand what I say. Now, you ask me if I'm able to understand you. Yes, I am able to understand you, but you might not understand what my uncle said. My uncle used a new word, garage. Say, garage. Garage. A garage is where cars, trucks, and Jeeps are repaired and kept. In picture two, where is the Jeep? In the garage. The Jeep is in the garage to be serviced. When a car or a Jeep is being serviced, it is getting gas and oil. How do you say a car is getting gas and oil? It's being serviced. Why is the Jeep in the garage? It's being serviced. So, if I need my car serviced, what does it need? Gas and oil. Right. Uncle Bill, you can leave us at the garage. I'll drive to the ranch.
Okay, Joe. Maybe it will be possible for me to drive to the ranch tomorrow to see you again. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I hope it's possible for Uncle Bill to come to the ranch tomorrow. Do you know the word possible? If something might happen, it's possible. The sky is getting dark, so it's possible it might rain. Is it possible that Uncle Bill will drive to the ranch tomorrow? Yes, it is. How do we say that something might happen? It's possible. And how can I say that Uncle Bill might come to the ranch? It's possible he might come. But it's possible Uncle Bill could come tonight instead of tomorrow. Instead of is another new term. Say instead of. Instead of flying to San Antonio, we took the train. Instead of going to the ranch with Uncle Bill, we're going in the Jeep. Instead of going in Uncle Bill's car, what are we going to do? We're going in the Jeep. Oh, there's Jake the mechanic. He's an automobile mechanic. A mechanic works on cars. Does a mechanic or a farmer work on cars? Right, a mechanic. When the car won't run, the mechanic fixes it. If an airplane won't fly, who works on it? A mechanic. So, when my car won't run, who fixes it? A doctor or a mechanic? A mechanic. And who is the person who works on cars, radios, or jeeps? A mechanic. Hello, Jake. Is my father's Jeep ready?
Hello, Joe. You're back from your trip. Good. Yes, the Jeep is ready.
What work did you do on the Jeep?
Well, let's see. Oh, yes. I greased it, changed the oil, washed and polished it.
That's good. Thank you. Did you understand all the things Jake said about the Jeep? Jake said he changed the oil in the Jeep. You know what oil is, I'm sure. Look at picture 3. This man has a can of oil. He's oiling the bicycle. What is the man doing? Oiling the bicycle. A car needs oil, and the oil has to be changed, too. To change the oil in a car is to take out the old oil and put new oil in. What are you doing when you take out the old oil and put in new oil? You're changing the oil. Most cars have to have the oil changed every 2,000 miles. What do you have to do to cars every 2,000 miles? Change the oil. Now, look at picture number 4. The mechanic is putting oil in the car. He's changing the oil. What is the mechanic doing? He's changing the oil. So, what did Jake do when he changed the oil in the Jeep? Took out the old oil and put in new oil. Right. Jake changed the oil in the Jeep. And the Jeep was also greased. Say greased. Greased. Grease is a heavy oil. In picture 5, the man is greasing the Jeep. He's putting a heavy oil in the Jeep. What is the man doing? He's greasing the Jeep. To keep a car in good condition, you must change the oil and grease it regularly. What do you have to do to keep a car in good condition? Change the oil and grease it regularly. Also, to keep it looking new, you must wash and polish the car. The Jeep was washed and polished, too. Say, polished. Polished. Polishing the Jeep makes the Jeep look new. In picture number 6, what is the man doing? He's polishing the Jeep. Does polishing a car make it look new or look very old? It makes it look new. My Jeep is old, and when it is polished, it looks new. The paint on the Jeep protects the metal. Say, the paint protects the metal. A car or Jeep is painted to protect the metal. A bicycle is painted to protect the metal. Why is a truck painted? To protect the metal. Why is a bicycle painted? A bicycle is painted to protect the metal. A car is polished to protect the paint and make the car look new and pretty. Say, the polish protects the paint. What does the polish do? The polish protects the paint. What does paint protect on a car? Paint protects the metal on a car. A car is polished to protect the paint, and polishing a car makes it shine. Say, shine. Makes it shine. polishing a car makes it shine. Look at picture 6. The Jeep shines. When the mechanic polished the Jeep, did he make it shine or not shine? He made it shine. So, when you polish something, what do you make it do? You make it shine. Look at picture 7. The man is making his shoes look new. He's polishing his shoes. What is he doing when he polishes his shoes? He's making his shoes shine. The man in picture 6 is polishing the Jeep. He's making the Jeep shine. What is the man in picture 6 doing? He's polishing the Jeep. Well, you've learned many new things today about a car and a Jeep. I'm sure you can remember all of them. Look at picture 2 again. Where is the Jeep? It's in the garage. And what is a garage? It's where cars are repaired. The Jeep was in the garage and it was serviced. In picture 4, what is the mechanic doing to the Jeep? He is changing the oil. He also did something else besides changing the oil. Look at picture 5. What is he doing? He's greasing the Jeep. What is done to a car or truck to protect the metal? It's painted to protect the metal. And what do we do to protect the paint and make it look nice? Polish it. What does polishing do? Polishing makes it shine. In picture 7, what is this man doing to his shoes? He's polishing his shoes. Why is he polishing his shoes? So they will shine. If I buy a car instead of a Jeep, what will I buy? A car. What do we call the man that works on cars and trucks? A mechanic. Uncle Bill couldn't drive us to the ranch. I certainly want him to come to the ranch. It's possible he will come tonight. Does this mean he won't come at all or that he might come? He might come. What is one of my duties on the ranch? One of my duties is to give water to the animals. What is your duty here in this country? Good. Well, let's go. The Jeep is ready. I want to drive to the ranch now. I want you to see it. So, here we go.
This is the end of Situation Tape 11.